Good afternoon, Hanley. Joy, pleasure being in the midst here this afternoon. I just bring to you Black Friday. Good news. Only good news to be found today in your land, in your city today. Good news, glad tidings. There's a Savior, God's Son, Jesus Christ, sent into the world that through Him that you might be saved, you might be delivered from your greatest danger. That is that the danger within your heart, sin, my friend. Good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world not to make men religious, but to save them from their sins. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, it's offered to you quite freely, no cost or obligation to you. You're simply only for the taking. John's Gospel, it's an extract from the Bible, and give you a good introduction to the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Read about Him, all about Him, His person, what He did, the love, the kindness, lowly-mindedness, compassion for those who are out of the way, out of God's way, that is. Now He came, died on that cross, suffered, bled and died on that cross in order that forgiveness, in order that pardon, reconciliation to God might be yours. I'd like to have a copy of God's Word, God's written Word, that is. Do feel free to come and ask for one. Bible, of course, it tells us we are commanded of God to seek after, to find the Lord. Jesus, He says, seek and ye shall find, knock and you, and the door shall be opened unto you. And of course, elsewhere, the Old Testament, we read these words, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call ye upon Him while He is near, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, for He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. It is your bounden duty as a moral creature, made that way, of course, with a moral accountability to God. God would have you, you know, doesn't play hide and seek with you. He's to be found. He's to be seen of you, you know, and all the things that God has made it plain, you know, to all men, women and children born into this world. Because the things God has made, it's evident, you know, His power and divinity is clear, you know, to all creatures. The ox and the ass know their makers, but not men and women. Knowledge of God, my friend, seek Him while He may be found, because, well, the implication is that day's coming when He won't be to be found of you. Seek Him while He may be found, call upon Him while He's near. And He comes so very near to you, I have to tell you, you know, through the preaching of His Word, the Gospel, the lifting up of His Son, Jesus Christ, sent into the world to be a Savior of sinners, come so very close to you. Seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Close, my friend, so very close to you. Seek Him today while you may. While you have the breath of life in you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, shall be saved. Prayer of faith, and I'll call upon Him. In the book of Psalms, here, Psalm 69 and verse 16, we read, Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. The prayer of faith, and all you say, how can we pray? How can we believe when God is so angry? Everywhere we look in the world, over, nothing but the wrath of God, nothing but the holy displeasure of God, because of man's sin and wickedness, because of the evil that prevails in the world today, in your society. I mean, listen to the word of God, if you will, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Truth of the knowledge of God suppressed by men and women. Wickedness, evil abound in every society in the world. How can we believe when God is so angry, when his wrath is revealed? There you see, is it revealed? Listen to what comes out of the mouth of men and women. Look and see it, the behavior, the conduct of men and women. Men and women killing one another, contrary to God's commandment, thou shalt not kill. Yet the abortion, the murder of abortion, carries on in every day and generation. 12 million, 13 million up to present, unborn children slaughtered in the name of abortion, killing of euthanasia, violence, drugs, all the wickedness of man. How can we believe when God's wrath is so evident amongst us in the world today? Well, my friends, because God has sent the Savior, because God, in his merciful kindness, has provided us with a way by which the wrath of God can be lifted from off of us. Jesus Christ came into the world to suffer and to die upon that cross. He's the answer. The only one who can remove the wrath of God from off any sinner. Lies upon you, hangs over you, a sword of justice waiting to fall upon you at any divinely appointed moment. But Jesus, the Son of God, who suffered and bled and died to take away that justice, take away that sword of justice, and to give you peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. But you must call upon the name of the Lord. You must seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You must trust in Jesus Christ in order for that sword of justice to be removed from off of you. That's how you can believe. In spite of God's wrath and anger that's revealed amongst you, how can we believe, you see, when God is so evidently withdrawn from us? Can you not see it, that you are a nation that has forgotten God? And the Bible warns, God tells us, the nations that forget God, he shall cast them into hell. Is not hell upon your nation now? Your nation is degraded. Your nation sinks lower and lower by the day into more and more sin. And God is withdrawn from you. His favor, his blessings, tokens of his mercy. Even in the preaching of the gospel, you will not be reconciled to God. Will not listen, will not hear, will not pay heed to what God the Lord would say to you. Atheism and godlessness, the more and more abounds. He has withdrawn from you and given you over, given you to what you want. You say, no, we don't need God anymore. No, we've got technology, we've got cleverness, you know, we're smarter than that now. We don't need God anymore. We can do fine without him. Well, no, you can't. But of course, when you take that attitude, when that becomes prevalent amongst you and your society, well, God says, okay, I'll give you what you want. I'll give you what you want. I'll give you more of what you want. I'll give you more of your sin. I'll give you more of your uncleanness. In fact, I'll give you over to reprobate and stupid minds. God has withdrawn from you as a nation, as a society. His goodness is not known amongst you. So how can we believe, you say, when God is so clearly withdrawn from us? Well, He would draw near to you. He would draw near to you. He bids you to draw near to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. There is a way. He has provided the way. His Son, Jesus Christ, who declares to you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only one way. Only one name. The name's not Muhammad. The name's not the Pope of Rome. The name's not religion. His name is Jesus. To him God would draw back to you. To him God would draw near to you. To him God would show mercy to you. He sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die upon that cross in order that you might be reconciled to God. In order that God favor, that His blessings, the tokens of His mercy, might be returned to you. But you must call, you see, you must come. You must seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near, through His Son, Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that is, shall not be disappointed, shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. God's promise, God's assurance to you. In mercy, that God has sent His Son to deal with His own anger. Astonishing, amazing. God has accomplished in sending His Son into the world to suffer and die, to accomplish that which the law of God, which you have broken, transgressed, could never, never accomplish. In sending His Son into the world to deal with His own wrath and anger, that it might be turned away from you. But it lies upon you, I can assure you, from God's Word. Outside of Jesus Christ, there is nothing but wrath. Nothing but wrath to be found in all your world. No evidence of God's love. Look where you will. Look above, look above, look down. All creatures, great and small. Nothing but the evidence of God's wrath. One place and one place only where you'll see the evidence of God's love, and that's in the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. Sent into the world to suffer, to bleed and die upon that cross, in order that the wrath of God might be turned away from you, and that you might know peace with God, and then know the peace of God. But you don't get the peace of God until you've made peace with God, till you're reconciled to God by faith in His Son Jesus Christ. So He bids you, seek him while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. It's the wrong thinking. It's the bad thinking. It's the bad mindset that leads to the bad way. Let the wicked forsake his way, his pattern of living, his lifestyle. Let him forsake it, and the unrighteous man his thought. But one leads to the other. Wrong thinking. Think my thoughts after me, says God, and your way will be repaired. Your lifestyle will change. The powerful, the mighty Word of God, I tell you, able to change, transform, reform. But oh, my friends, you must seek Him, and you must seek Him in the way that He Himself has ordained as appointed, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. Not through your religious activity, not through your traditional religion, whatever it might be, I tell you, wherever you come from, whatever your background, your color, your creed is, from Afghanistan to Alaska and everywhere else in between, my friends, there is no other Savior, no salvation, but in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the way. And there is salvation, I tell you, or rather God tells you, in none other name under heaven, under the whole canopy of heaven, whereby you must be saved. You call upon the hammer as long as you like. My friends, it will get you nowhere. It's just empty, vain religion. Romanish popery is just the same. There's no hope in the Pope. The only hope is to be found is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Him that you must trust in. Take God's wrath away from you. Then he would draw near to you. Then his anger would be turned away from you. But look at you today, eh? 3 years, almost 3 years you've had of this virus. It's taken 3 years out of your life. Eh? You've been locked down, you've been quarantined. Some of you have had folk dying of the COVID-19. And still God's anger is stretched out towards you. Still you've left nothing. Still, my friends, you remain blind and stupid and alienated, separated from God by your iniquity. 3 years of pestilence and you've learned nothing at all. You've learned nothing of what you ought to learn, at least anyway. And all the vaccinations in the world won't take it away. It won't go away until God takes it away, the one who sent it. But you see, in mercy, in the great mercy of God, oh, there's mercy, oh, there's forgiveness with God, that he may be here. The very heart, the very essence of the gospel, my friend. That God, in merciful kindness, sent his Son into the world, that through him that you might be saved. Oh, there's mercy there. In mercy he sent his Son to deal with his wrath and anger, that it might be taken from off you. In his goodness he has provided you with a mediator, but only one, my friend. And the name is not Mary, his mother. And his name is not Muhammad. And his name is not the Pope of Rome. And his name does not go under the Watchtower Society. His name is Jesus. One mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. The man who suffered and bled and died on that cross and rose again from the dead. That name, the only name, I tell you, under heaven by which you can be saved. Jesus, the Son of God, the mighty Son of God. He's the mediator. One mediator between God and man, the Bible says. The man Christ Jesus. You come through him. You get mercy from God through him. Or you get it through no one else. Not by your doing good as you perceive it. Because there is.
What? Who is this?
What? God. So like I say, friends, you must come to the Son of God. You must come to God's appointed mediator. There is no salvation in any other name under heaven, says the Bible. So like I say, trusting, my friends, trusting, believing in the one that God has appointed, the provided mediator. That's the goodness of God to you. The God in his goodness. No pressure on God. No necessity on God's part to do good to any of you. No, my friends. In his goodness, sheer, unadulterated goodness, he sent his Son into the world to provide you with a mediator. One who would bring you back to God from the dark path of sin by his dying on the cross. So you see, my friends, get out of it. So like I say, friends, you know, the mark of the full mark, look at the age of it that mocks God. You're on your knees, mister, eh? You're on your knees before God damns you. You fool. You old fool, the fool. Fool mocks at sin, says God. Fools mock at sin. Fool says in his heart there is no God. Be not foolish. Be not foolish. Redeem the time. Be not unwise. Get right with God while you may. Call upon him while he is near. God in his goodness has provided you with a mediator. Jesus is his name, the Son of God. He suffered, he bled and died for sin, no other. Not your perceived goodness, you have no goodness. None good, says God, none that doeth good, none righteous, not one. All gone astray, all alienated from God by their sin. Original and practical, conceived and born in sin, come from your mother's womb in sin, and live in sin practically all your days, but for the grace of God. So stop going about with this delusion that you're a good person because you're not, that you do good because you don't. There is no goodness. Only good work that's ever done is through faith in Jesus Christ in accordance with God's law. But does it meet that criteria? It's not a good work. But you cannot be saved by good works, says God. No flesh shall ever be justified in my sight, he said. Faith and faith alone, and Christ alone, by the grace of God alone. That's the only way back to God from sin's dark and evil and wicked path, that sin for which one day God will judge you everlastingly. So receive the goodness of God. His goodness is providing you with a mediator, but the goodness of God ought to lead you to repentance. But no, has the goodness of God led you to repentance? No. Day by day, you store up wrath for the day of God's wrath. Time is short, my friend. Time is short. Who knows how long you have in this world before you breathe your last and go out of it. Be assured, young people die as well as old people. Tree lies when it falls. No shifting it afterwards. Fall out of this world in your sin. That's how you remain for all eternity. Now is the time to get right with God, the day of salvation. In the goodness of God, God can be reconciled to you. He can be turned to you. He can be turned away from his anger. He can be turned back towards you. There's turning with God. But the question is there turning with you? It's what the word repentance means. Turn around. A turnaround of mind. A turnaround of heart. And a turning to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. But God is willing to be turned. Turned back to you, that is. From his anger. From his rage because of your sin, because of your wickedness and your unbelief. He's willing to be turned. But the question is, are you willing to be turned? Willing to repent? Except you repent, says Jesus, ye shall all likewise perish. God now commanded all men everywhere to repent. And believe the gospel, that is. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and God shall come to you. But you must believe. You must call. You must seek Him and call upon it. But you must do it in faith. It must be sincerely. And it must be in true faith. Believing. Trusting, my friend. Confiding, that is. Being with faith in another. Not yourself. It's yourself that's gotten you into the bother. It's yourself, your own heart, your own mind, your own sins, your own wickedness has got you into trouble. No, no, my friends. It must be confiding in, it must be entrusting in another, in the person of God's Son, the mediator provided, the only one. Trusting, my friends, in what He has done. Not what you do, can do, would do, might do, but trusting in what Jesus Christ has already done, already accomplished. That is His dying love for sinners, estranged from God, alienated from their best good, alienated from their Maker, trusting in the death of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and that blood shed for sin, and trusting in His resurrection, His death and resurrection, the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings, that Jesus Christ died for sinners and rose again from the dead, that they might be justified, made right with God. You see, to justify somebody is to make them right. And you need making right with God, because you're not right with God. And only Jesus can make you right with God by faith in Him. Freely justified. Freely made right with God. Through faith, that is, in the Son of God. The only way by which you will ever receive the merciful kindness of God. Praying, you see, in faith, believing, trusting that through Jesus Christ you will indeed be reconciled to God. Prove His mercy to you. Prove His word to be right. Trust Him and you shall see. Believe on His Son Jesus Christ. And demonstrate and see that God is true to His word. For there never was and never will be a sinner in hell who will complain that they came to Jesus, but He was rejected. Jesus assures you that He will cast out none. None who come to Him are ever turned away. You come to Him sincerely, truly, in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, and you will be received. That's God's assurance. God's word, His testimony, His character, His name hangs upon the thing. Prove Him. Demonstrate. See Him to be true to His word. Believe today. Believe on His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation shall be yours. His love is unchangeable. His love is steadfast. It never alters. He is God. I am the Lord. I change not. Same yesterday and today and forever. He's not fickle-minded like you are. He does not come and go, my friend, as you do in your human relationship. No, my friend, He's the unchangeable, unmovable. He's steadfast in His love. And when He sets His love upon a sinner, I tell you, who comes to Him in the way truly, in the way of repentance and faith, receiving the love of God in Jesus Christ His Son, His love remains upon them unchangeably, steadfastly, everlastingly. Everlasting love, never ever to be forsaken and come under the wrath of God again. But His love is manifest one place alone, in the cross of His Son Jesus Christ. The manifest love of God revealed, not done in a corner, but for the whole world. Jesus Christ was crucified to demonstrate, my friends, the vast immense, the great love of God for sinners. Men and women, imagine it, my friend, giving His very best, His own Son, up to the death of the cross, so that vile, rebel, filthy, unclean sinners, murderers, killers, idolaters, blasphemers, violent men and women could be saved, could be reconciled to Him and receive His love, His unchangeable and steadfast love. There is love, my friend, not in your world. There is no love in your world. Your world doesn't even know how to define the word. Sings about it, talks about it, but that's all you do. Oh, we don't need religion, just all love one another. Well, why don't you? You can't stop killing one another. You don't even know what the word means. Love? Love? You don't know what it means. You can't even keep your marriages together. Can't even keep your families together. Love? You don't know what it is until you've been to the cross. Sacrificial death of God's Son. Therein is love. God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, but without sin. And going to that cross and dying. Dying for rebels. Dying for wicked sinners. Dying for all manner of sinners. Fornicators, sodomites, lesbianism, idolaters. Coveters, thieves and beggars, all kinds of sinners. Reconciled to God through His love. Oh, my friends, I tell you, proven the cross, on the cross, gave to the eye of faith upon the Son of God. Many did at that time as He was dying, even those the perpetrators, even those who nailed them to the cross were crying out truly, eyes were open. Blindness removed, their sins forgiven, as they cried, truly, this is the Son of God, truly as He is, always has been and always will be, the eternal Son of God, who loved sinners and gave Himself for them on that cross, reconciling to God the vilest offender. Who truly believes, says the hymn writer, who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon received. God, goodness, merciful kindness of God, providing you with a Savior, providing you with a mediator. Face is not hidden. Reveal Himself to you in His Son, Jesus Christ. These last days, last word of God to humankind, entire human race, spoken to you by His Son. Virgin birth is coming into the world. He's living a blameless life, beautiful life, qualifying Him to go to the cross and die. In the place of sinners, suffer and bleed and die, rise again and now, reigning from heaven, King of kings and Lord of lords, governing your universe, reigning and ruling till the end comes, and then appointed to judge the world in righteousness. What I set before you today, Jesus Christ, who loved sinners, who died for sinners, that one will one day judge you. He has been appointed to judge the world in perfect righteousness. He's not your Savior, He will be your judge. In that day that God has appointed, He has appointed the judge, Judge Jesus. Bible says the judge is before the door. Now, my friends, now. Time is short. Your time may be even shorter. You breathe your last. You go out of the world. It's not the end of it. It's not the end of your existence. It's not the finish. It's not an unknown. It's clearly known. Jesus Christ returned from the dead, and He tells us clearly, distinctly, plainly in His Word, it is appointed unto man once to die. After this comes the judgment. Judge Jesus will judge you in perfect righteousness. If He is not your Savior, if He does not save you, if He does not deliver you, if He does not forgive you, if He does not wash you and make you clean from the filthiness of your sin, if He does not take it away, and no other can, He's the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Has He taken yours away? Or are you still unrighteous, still ungodly, still unholy, still alienated from God? Will you be reconciled to God? Or maybe the question we should be asking is, will God be reconciled to you? Hey, there's no guarantee. I'm making you no promises. Hey, you may call, He may hear, He may answer, He may forgive you, He may show mercy. I don't know. But you ought to. You ought to seek Him. You ought to call upon His name. While He is near, while you may, while you can, maybe, perhaps, He will show mercy. But Jesus does assure that no one will be cast out who comes to Him, truly comes to Him. His mercies, I tell you, they are, well, as the psalmist, he says here, The multitude of thy tender mercy found in Jesus Christ. The Bible describes Him compassionate towards sinners, tender towards sinners. He's not like your religious. He's not like your religious people. He's not like Muhammad. He's not like that man that has his people going about the world killing people. Jesus is not like that. Full of tender mercies, compassionate to those who are sinners. Yeah. Lowly minded, gentle, kind, my friend. He's the one, my friend, who displayed the tender mercy of God in coming into the world, that sinners be reconciled to God through Him. Not through religion, not through religious activity of any kind, not through anything that you do. Religion tells you do it. Muhammad's lot, the Pope's lot, it's all the same. It's all the same pagan religion. Do, 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 they say. And you get right with God. No, says God, you don't get right by your doing. You don't get right with me by your doing. Only one way you get right with God, and that's by what Jesus Christ has done. His doing, His dying, and His rising from the dead. That's the only way you get right with God. Pardon, forgiveness of sin, new life, eternal life. My sheep, they hear my voice. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, says Jesus. Whosoever believeth in the Son that is, shall never, never perish. Hope, my friend, hope that doth not disappoint. Oh, if you believe, if you believe, only if you believe, only if you trust in the Son of God, that's the way. That's the way of the wise. Wise men still trust in Jesus. But be assured, the end of unbelief, the Bible makes it clear. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there shall in no wise enter into heaven anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You see, my friend, you need the mercy. You need the tender mercy of my God revealed to you in Jesus Christ, His Son. The only way back to God, the only way to escape that lake of fire. The only way to escape, I tell you, the torment, everlasting torments of hell. Night and day, says Jesus, for all eternity. Burning, tormented, punished with everlasting destruction in the fires of hell. Oh, oh, turn from your idolatry. Turn, my friends, from your wickedness. Turn while you may. Let the wicked forsake his way, says God. Your pattern of living. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, tender mercy, I tell you, or rather God's word does. Tender mercy and abundantly pardoned, abounding with forgiveness through His Son Jesus Christ. No other good enough to pay the price of sin. No other good enough. Open the gates of heaven and let sinners, wicked, lost, ruined, undone, and let them in. I commend Jesus. I commend the Jesus of the Bible to you. I commend the Son of God to you, who loved sinners, gave himself for them. Trust in him today, my friend. Repent and believe the gospel. Trust in Christ. Trust in Christ. That's what wise men do. That's salvation. To turn from your sin and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God commands with an assurance, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved, not be disappointed, not be put to shame. But the day is coming, if you do not trust in, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, a day is coming when God will cover you in shame. Your every sin will be published in that day. Day of God's wrath. Every sin, every thought, word and deed published throughout the universe. All to see and know. Everything you ever did. Every piece of wickedness. And you'll be covered in shame and disgrace to the uttermost. Cast into the lake of fire, torments of hell, eternal burning. Escape such. Escape the wrath to come. Escape, flee the wrath of God presently upon your world, your society today. Flee into the arms of the only Savior. Into the arms of tender mercy and unchangeable and unfathomable love. Christ died for sinners. Therein is love. And therein alone and nowhere else is love. Christ Jesus came into the world to live and die and rise again to save sinners. And that's what you, I, what we all are. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None righteous, not one, says God. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, lest God harden you some more. Harden not your hearts, but yield, submit, surrender yourself to Jesus, who died on that cross and who came to save a sinner like you, that you might know the mercy, full kindness, the grace and the love of God in salvation from a very real, certain and known danger. That of the wickedness of your own heart and your own evil doing. One way only. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, says Jesus Christ. Listen, hear His admonition today. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye, Hanley. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Like to have a copy of God's word offered to you freely at cost or obligation to you? Like one. Come and ask for what? Word of God, able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Make a copy of God's word. Come and ask for one. May God bless you, Hanley, and of mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never, never dying soul.